नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction, Text Number 25. Vishnur Maya Bhagavati, Vishnur Maya Bhagavati, Yaya Sammohitam Jagat, Adishta Prabhunam Shena, कार्यार्थे संभविष्यति। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The potency of the Lord, known as Vishnu Maya, who is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will also appear with the Lord Krishna. This potency, acting in different capacities, captivates all the worlds, both material and spiritual. At the request of her master, she will appear with her different potencies in order to execute the work of the Lord. Purport. Parasya Shaktir Vividhaye Shruyate, Shvetashvatra Upanishad 6.8. In the Vedas, it is said that the potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are called by different names such as Yogamaya and Mahamaya. Ultimately, however, the Lord's potency is one, exactly as electric potency is one, although it can act both to cool and to heat. The Lord's potencies acts in both the spiritual and the material worlds. In the material world, the Lord's potency works as Yogamaya, and in the material world, the same potency works as Mahamaya, exactly as electricity works in both a heater and a cooler. In the material world, this potency, working as Mahamaya, acts upon the conditioned souls to deprive them more and more of devotional service. It is said, Yaya Sammohito Jiva Atmanam Trigunatmakam. In the material world, the conditioned soul thinks of himself as products of Triguna, the three modes of material nature. This is the bodily conception of life. Because of associating with the three gunas of the material potency, everyone identifies himself with the body. Someone is thinking he is a Brahmana, someone a Kshatriya, someone a Vaishya or a Shudra. Actually, however, one is neither a Brahmana, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya nor a Shudra. One is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, Mamai Vamshaha. But because of being covered by material energy, Mahamaya, one identifies himself in these different ways. When the conditioned souls become liberated, however, he thinks himself as an eternal servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarup Hoye Krishnera Nitya Das. When he comes to that position, the same potency acting as Yogamaya increasingly helps him become purified and devote his energy to the service of the Lord. In either case, whether the soul is conditioned or liberated, the Lord is the Supreme. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. It is by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the material energy, Mahamaya, works upon the conditioned soul. Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunaha Karmani Sarvashah Ahankara Vimudatma Kartaham Iti Manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actually carried out by nature. Bhagavad Gita 3.27. Within conditioned life, no one has freedom. But because one is bewildered, being subject to the rule of Mahavaya, one foolishly thinks himself independent. Ahankar vimudatma, karta hamiti manyate. But when the conditioned soul becomes liberated by executing devotional service, he is given a greater and greater chance to relish a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in different transcendental statuses, such as the Dasyaras, the Sakhyaras, the Vatsalyaras, and the Madhuryaras. Thus, the Lord's potency, Vishnu Maya, has two features, Avaranika and Unmukha. When the Lord appeared, his potency came with him and acted in different ways. She acted as Yogamaya with Yashoda, Devaki, and other intimate relations of the Lord. And she acted in a different way with Kams, Shalva, and other Asuras. By the order of Lord Krishna, his potency Yogamaya came with him and exhibited different activities according to the time and circumstances. Karyarthe sambhavishyati. Yogamaya acted differently to execute different purposes behind the Lord. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mahatma Namstu Mam Parth Devim Prakritim Ashrita. The Mahatmas who fully surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord are directed by Yoga Maya, whereas Duratmas, those who are devoid of devotional service, are directed by Mahamaya. Hare Krishna, first of all, seeking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, all the devotees, so that I can speak something on this subject matter which we are reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't have any qualification to speak, but somehow by your prayers and by your blessings, something for my purification. Vishnur Maya Bhagavati Yaya Sammohitam Jagat Adishta Prabhunam Shena Karyarthe Sambhavishyati. The potency of the Lord known as Vishnu Maya, who is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will also appear with Lord Krishna. This potency, acting in different capacities, captivates all the worlds, material and spiritual. At the request of her master, she will appear with her different potencies in order to execute the work of the Lord. Mukham karoti vachalam panghum langhayate girim yat kripatamaham vande shri gurum dinatharine. Hare Krishna. So we are reading this section, the advent of Lord Krishna, introduction, wherein Shukadev Goswami is beginning this narration of the appearance of the Lord. And herein, as we were reading in the previous verse also, how Shukadev, or actually herein, Brahmaji is saying to all the demigods who were waiting for his response after he heard Lord Vishnu's message, that Sankarshan is going to appear. And now in this verse, Brahmaji is telling that along with Sri Baladev, the Vishnu Maya will also come in. And she will assist in Krishna's pastimes. So, beautiful purport. So, we'll see various sections how Srila Prabhupada has divided the purport. First of all, Srila Prabhupada explains the nature of the Vishnu Maya. That Prabhupada explains that in the spiritual world, it is the Yoga Maya, and in the material world, it is the Mahamaya, which is acting on the orders of the Supreme Lord, Adisht, as ordained, as ordered by the Supreme Lord. This Maya is acting. And Prabhupada defines the various, of course, before that, Prabhupada very beautifully gives the example of electricity. Prabhupada explains that in actual sense, there is one energy of the Supreme Lord, which manifests itself in different ways, in the material world as Mahamaya, and in the spiritual world as Yogamaya. Prabhupada gives the example like electricity is there. It can be used to produce heat. The same electricity can be used in cooling to produce the cold. So similarly, the same potency is there that electricity, the same origin of electricity is there, but it is being used differently upon the requirement of the Lord. So similarly, the same Maya as desired by the Supreme Lord for different purposes, as Srila Prabhupada explains, these two Mayas are used, as Prabhupada explains, that this Mahamaya, the potency of the Supreme Lord, is used to, in the material world, to take the living entities away from him, further and further away from him, and bewilder them. And the result of that Maya, as Prabhupada explained, is that one is put up in bodily concept of life. That is what Maya means. Maya means that which is not. And that's what Prabhupada is explaining. Because of associating the three modes, which are nothing but the energy of the Mahamaya, one is bewildered and confused, and he's thinking that he is this body. As Prabhupada explains, he thinks he's a Brahmana, he's a Kshatriya, he's a Vaishya, he's a Shudra, or in this like current context, somebody may think that I'm a male, I'm a female, I'm an Indian, I'm an American, I'm a software engineer, or whatever different upadhis, which one assumes. I'm an engineer, I'm a doctor, or I'm a brahmachari, or I'm a grahastha, different upadhis which may one may accept. So that is the function of Mahamaya, that she covers the real identity of each one of us as a spirit soul and makes us fully convinced that we are these bodies. We are absolutely 100% convinced that we are these bodies, and that's why we are acting on that platform. So that is the function of the Mahamaya. On the other hand, Yogamaya, as Prabhupada explains, she uncovers this veil and she helps a devotee purify and come closer to Krishna and help him utilize his energies for Krishna's service. Help him to establish that sambandh which is lost with our conditionings, to re-establish that sambandh. So that is what the purpose of the Yogamaya, as Prabhupada is explaining here. And that's how we see how Yogamaya acts. It's explained that, as Prabhupada is explaining, that Yogamaya facilitates the functioning of the Supreme Lord in the spiritual abode. Like, as it explained, like all the spiritual abode, all the spiritual activities, like Krishna is the script writer. And Yogamaya, she, under the direction of Krishna, acts as the director of those activities. So facilitates all those activities. So Krishna writes the script, and Yogamaya, of course, as Prabhupada explained, there is one Shakti. As also we say that there are many, this Shakti manifests herself in various ways to facilitate Krishna's Leelas, as Leela Shakti, as Satya Sankalpa Shakti, different Shaktis which are there, which are ready. As soon as Krishna desires, the Satya Sankalpa Shakti facilitates that, and the whole thing is immediately done. As Leela Shakti, Krishna has written the Leela script, and Yogamaya, through various energies, through various facilities, facilitates that and helps that to like assist in Krishna's pastimes, assist in Krishna's Leela as ordained for Krishna's pleasure, as we read in the previous verse also, where Brahmaji is saying that Balramji is going to appear for the pleasure of the Lord. And in the previous verse, Brahmaji also says that the demigods, the wives of the demigods, they should also appear for the pleasure of the Lord. So herein, Vishnu Maya is coming for the pleasure of the Lord to facilitate the Leelas of the Supreme Lord. And when the living entity starts to write his own script, when we defy Krishna's script and we write our own script, we become the hero instead of Krishna being the hero, then the Yogamaya transforms, as Prabhupada explains, into Mahamaya. And then Mahamaya starts to act. So that is the whole idea. We have to basically abide by Krishna's script and Krishna's wish and desires. Then we can be actually under Yogamaya. That is what the Srila Prabhupada, in the first paragraph of the purport, he's explaining, that as soon as Jivera Swarup Hoye Krishnara Nitya Das, that when one comes with that understanding, then immediately Yogamaya comes into picture in one's life. And then everything is ordained as per Krishna's will under yoga maya. And then, as Prabhupada explains, when he comes to that position, that same potency acts as yoga maya and increasingly helps the devotee become purified and devote his energy to the service of the Lord. So as long as we are under Mahamaya, we are writing our own scripts, our own ideas, our own desires to enjoy, our own desires to become the heroes in this material world, we will be forced to act under the modes. We will be like enamored, and we will be convinced that we are these bodies. We will be like completely confused and bewildered. And this covering is so strong, as we see here, people around the world, that if you ask someone, what are you doing or what are you doing for? Like, people will say, we don't have time to think. People are so busy in working under the influence of Maya so much that there's no time or there's no even a desire to know about who am I or what is the purpose of life. This working for the sake of just doing something. That is the so powerful nature of the Mahamaya, which acts upon the living entity. And the same, in the next paragraph, Srila Prabhupada explains that whether the conditioned soul is liberated, the Lord is supreme. As Prabhupada and the Brahmaji is saying in this verse, Adisht Prabhunam Shena, that being ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this Yoga Maya and Mahamaya are acting. So Prabhupada explaining that it's not that in the spiritual world, when the living entities are in the spiritual world, Krishna is the supreme. Prabhupada explains, whether the soul is conditioned or liberated, the Lord is supreme. Even the Mahamaya is acting under the effects of Krishna's wish. Maya daksh, maya, what is that verse? Maya adhikshen prakriti. So it's under Krishna's direction, as Prabhupada explains, 9.10. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. It is by the order of the Supreme Lord within this material world also that the Mahamaya, or this potency of the Supreme Lord, is acting. It is not that when this energy comes to the material world, she is beyond Krishna's supervision. No, as Prabhupada is explaining, it is under Krishna's supervision. It is under Krishna's direction. And Prabhupada explains, but under the influence of that same Maya, the living entity thinks that he is independent. Prakriti kriyamani guna karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma. Out of the ego, a living entity thinks that he is independent of that yoga, or independent of that Mahamaya, and he is acting as he desired to act. But as we know from the scriptures and from the understanding of the Bhagavad and the Gita, that it is actually the modes that is governing each one of us who are in the conditioned state to work. We are not independent. The modes of passion, ignorance, and goodness are directing all our activities. That's how this Mahamaya is permeating the whole universe through the modes. She is directing each and every of our activities. We want to act. We all of us have experienced certain times we wish to not act in a particular way, but we are forced to act. As Arjuna also asked a similar question, that he's forced to act in a certain way sometimes which we do not want to. But that's what the Mahamaya's power is. She's making us feel that we are the doers and we can act the way we want to. But the reality, as Srila Prabhupada here is saying, is it is the Mahamaya's direction under Supreme Lord Krishna which is enforcing us, or which is making us work according to our modes. So this is the result when we decide to become the hero and remove Krishna from the film. Then the Mahamaya comes as the director. And then Srila Prabhupada also explains, but when the conditioned soul becomes liberated by executing devotional service, he is given a greater chance to relish a relationship with the Supreme Personality. In various statuses as Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. So Prabhupada explains both. When you come under Mahamaya, what is your position? You act helplessly under the influence of the three modes. And when you take shelter of Yoga Maya, how do you act? She facilitates to establish the sambandha with the Supreme Lord and assist one in acting under various transcendental statuses, as Prabhupada explains, the five, the Dasyaras, the Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. That's what we see in the whole Vrindavan, Leela, and all the different pastimes. That's what Prabhupada explains. That in yoga, in the next paragraph, Srila Prabhupada explains that their devotees, the same yoga maya, the same maya which appeared along with Krishna, is acting as yoga maya for Yashoda Mai, Devaki, Nanda Maharaj, and the same maya as Mahamaya for Kamsa, Shalva, and other asuras. They could not, they were seeing Krishna, but they were unable to see Krishna. Same thing, Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj, of course, they were also actually seeing Krishna, but they were thinking that Krishna is their own son, their own child. They were not seeing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. But the difference is, here the Yogamaya is acting. Even an atheist also think that Krishna is an ordinary small child. He's an ordinary living entity, or maybe some powerful living entity. But that is the influence of the Mahamaya, which is taking that soul, as Prabhupada is explaining here, away and away from Krishna. But the same Yogamaya, when Yashodamaya is thinking that Krishna is not the Supreme Lord, it is the Yogamaya, and that Yogamaya is helping in the transcendental rasa of Vatsalya. That is the beauty of the Brajalila and the acting of the Yogamaya, that she is assisting in the relishment or enhancing those rasas. Like in one time when Yashodamai saw the universe within the Krishna's mouth, so she was thinking various things, what probably I'm dreaming, or probably it's the influence of the demigods. But then she's thinking how the demigods will influence such a low-class lady as me. Or probably it's the Mahamaya or the Yoga Maya of this living. And in this way, she's like contemplating. And finally, Krishna sees that this is disturbing her Vatsalya. Then Krishna, through Yoga Maya, facilitates, as Prabhupada is explaining, that the transcendental rasa to be relished. So Yoga Maya, she again is covered. No, Krishna is my small child and I have to take care of him. Like one time also when Krishna, Nityananda Prabhu, I was telling this story a long time back in Damodar Leela, I think after Damodar Leela, when Krishna is bound by the ropes of Yashoda Mai. So Balaramji goes to Krishna that I'll go to Yashoda Mai and tell her about your position. That how can she bind you? You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can she bind you? I'll go and explain to her. And she will like release you. And then Balaramji goes to Yashoda Mai. And mother, you know who Krishna is. He is the Supreme Lord. He is Lord Ram, who has come here as the son, your son. And he's performing. Why are you binding him? He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Yashoda Mai, in her Vatsalya, she's saying, oh, so then you are the Lakshman and you are the... I think that's what it says. The Lakshman. So then Yashoda Mai says, oh, all then, yes. And Balaramji says, yes. And then says, oh, all the incarnations have to take birth in my house only. Like that, she's saying. So that's the idea, is that Yoga Maya is covering her to facilitate these wonderful leelas or pastimes. So that's what Prabhupada is explaining, that under the influence of Yoga Maya, that's her job, is to facilitate these relishment of these rasyas, the dasya, the sakya, the vatsalya, and the madhurya. Even the cowherd friends, when they are playing with Krishna, they are actually every day seeing Krishna killing a huge demon. But they cannot fathom that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. From them, they think that I have defeated Krishna many times in wrestling. So their Yogamaya, through her powers, is facilitating them to enjoy with Krishna. That same Yogamaya, when acts as Mahamaya to the conditioned soul, is forcing us to act as per the modes. So that same Yogamaya, the same energy of the Supreme Lord, is facilitating these wonderful leelas, the pastimes in the spiritual world. And then Srila Prabhupada in the next purport explains Mahatma Nam Sumam Partha Devim Prakritim Ashrit, that who are qualified to, for whom this Yoga Maya will act. The Mahatmas who fully surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord are directed by yoga maya. And duratmas, those who are devoid of devotional service, are directed by mahamaya. So that is our whole job, or our goal is to come from mahamaya's influence, to come under the influence of yoga maya. Both are Krishna's energy, as our Brahmaji is saying, Bhagavati, and Prabhupada in the translation, word-to-word translation says, as good as Bhagavan, and therefore known as Bhagavati, as good as Bhagavan. They are Krishna's energy. The Mahamaya is also Krishna's energy, very dear to Krishna. She is also acting for the pleasure of the Lord. So when we take shelter of the Supreme Lord, then that cover, that layer of Mahamaya is removed. And then we can come under the influence of yoga maya. Then, as we read further, she will help facilitate our service to the Supreme Lord. That is her pleasure, or that's her duty in doing that. And as we were reading the previous verse, as we were hearing yesterday, that Baladevji is appearing and then Yoga Maya or Maya is also appearing. So similarly, at every moment for us, there is a choice to accept Krishna or to accept Maya. To accept Baladev, who is the representative of the spiritual master, or accept the callings of Yogam or Mahamaya. So that choice is there with every one of us. The instructions of the spiritual master is also appearing before us, and the temptations of Mahamaya, she is also coming with her glittering attractions, the objects, the sense objects, and the spiritual master is also coming the same time with his instructions. So the choice rests upon us to embrace the calling of Mahamaya or to take shelter of the energy of the Yoga Maya or the spiritual master's instruction, which appear for us as Yoga Maya. And that is what actually Maya is, the forgetfulness of Krishna and his representative's instruction. Krishna appears for us as his spiritual master and his instructions. So that is what Maya... In one sense, Maya has no independent existence. In the true sense, there is no independent existence of Maya. Maya is, as we know, is Krishna's shadow. Or when there is sunlight, there is no independent existence of darkness other than sunlight. When there is sunlight, then if we place an object, then there is a shadow. And that is what darkness is, or that is what Maya is. So when we forget Krishna, that forgetfulness of Krishna actually puts us in Maya. So that is what Maya is. So basically, we just have to work in sunlight. That is, we have to work in Krishna's knowledge. Then we are actually in the sunlight or the purview of Yoga Maya. When we turn our face away from the sunlight, when we turn our face away from Krishna's instructions, from the instructions of the spiritual master, act independent of those instructions, then we are in darkness, in Mahamaya. The simple way to basically to understand whether we are acting under Yoga Maya or Mahamaya, as Prabhupada is explaining here, is the influence of Maya. Maya is, she is taking us away from Krishna. And Yoga Maya, job is to bring us closer and facilitate. As Manivudi was telling, how the same episode of Vidurji and Duryodhan, where Duryodhan is chastising Vidurji, that why are you interfering in our family affairs, you are a Dasi Putra. The same situation, Mahamaya is acting and Yoga Maya, depending upon the consciousness. Vidurji, he is not disturbed by the chastisement of Duryodhan. He is taking it as Krishna's blessings coming through Duryodhan. And Duryodhan is completely under Mahamaya, not understanding the position of Sri Vidurji, and he's chastising him for his own fall down, which is going to come soon. So same situation is there, but for Vidurji, it is the Yoga Maya which is acting, and for Duryodhan, it is Mahamaya. Similarly, for each one of us, there is a choice at every moment to embrace Mahamaya or take shelter of the Guru's instruction and be under the influence of Yoga Maya. And when we do that, then we will see how Yoga Maya facilitates our surrender to the Supreme Lord. We just have to turn our face towards Krishna And then Yogamaya does the rest by facilitating the whole thing. Just the same thing very beautifully describes in one of the beautiful episodes from Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Yogamaya facilitates a devotee's surrender to the Supreme Lord. Of course, this is about the pastime of Sanatana Goswami. These are all exalted, eternal associates of the Supreme Lord. So their pastimes we can view from different angles. One angle, as we can see, is they are the eternal, pure devotees of the Supreme Lord, and they are acting as Leela. And in this pastime, they are, which we are going to read, they are acting as a pure devotee who is surrendering or who is reuniting with the Supreme Lord. And also from their lives as their acharyas, we can learn various lessons, how they approached the Supreme Lord and how the Yogamaya facilitate. So we can learn various lessons how in our surrender also there will be difficulties, and how if we take shelter at the right times, Yogamaya will facilitate. So both different angles, we can see them as pure devotees. They are pure devotees. But in the pastime, to derive certain lessons, we can see how as a sadhaka, they are approaching the Supreme Lord. This is the beautiful episode where after Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami met Mahaprabhu in Ramakeli, Rupa Goswami goes and surrenders to Mahaprabhu, but Sanatana Goswami is arrested by the king, the Nawab at that time, and he is in the prison there. Anyway, and then that time, Sanatana Goswami is there, and Rupa Goswami, he sends a letter to Sanatana Goswami that it's a very like a cryptic letter, a puzzle type, so that nobody could understand, as Kaviraj Goswami explains. The letter said, "Where has the Mathurapuri of Yadupati gone? Where has the northern Kosala of Raghupati gone? By reflection, make the mind steady, thinking the universe is not eternal." And Sanatana Goswami understands that the Mahaprabhu has coming to Mathura, and this is the right time for you now to escape. So that is the first intervention of a devotee that happens in a sadhaka's life, which facilitates one's surrender to the Supreme Lord. As the day before, Shubh Vilaspur was mentioning, the first thing is the intervention of a devotee's in our life, and that increases our faith in the process. And then when Sanatana Goswami receives the message, he understands the message and he begins to act as a diplomat. He goes to the jail keeper and glorifies him. "Tumi ek jinda peer, you are a living saint. Mahabhagyavan. Ketab Quran Shastra Ache Tomar Gyan." You know all the Vedic, the Quranic literatures, the scriptures. And then he says that, and if one releases, "Eko bandi chade jadi nija dharma dekhiya samsara hoite tare mukh mukta karena gosanya." If you release a conditioned soul or an imprisoned person according to the religious principles, he himself, that person is released. Of course, Prabhupada comments that what Sanatana Goswami is meaning is that one who assists in the preaching mission to liberate a conditioned soul from this, the influence of Mahamaya, to take shelter of Yoga Maya, is very dear to the Supreme Lord. And Prabhupada quotes that verse from Bhagavad Gita, "Na chatasmad manushyesu," that one who preaches this message of Krishna consciousness is very, very dear to me. And the jailkeeper is thinking, "Oh, if I release, I'll get some religious sukriti, the pious credits." So then Sanatana Goswami says that, "I have helped you a lot previously, so now is the time for you to reciprocate. And so here is your 5,000 gold coins." So that is to facilitate. That's how actually the material world, the morality of this material world works without the background of spirituality. It's just the weight or just the amount that is there. What is that saying in English now? That morality is the lack of opportunity. So that's what it is. You get an opportunity, crossover. Yes, that facilitates, that gives me 5,000 gold coins. Okay, then he says, that is fine, but I am afraid if the king comes to know that I release you, I'll be in a great difficulty. Of course, Sanatana Goswami explains that, anyway, once I go from here, I'll not be here. And you can tell him that once when I went to pass, respond to the nature's call, I saw Mother Ganges and I drowned in with the chains and we tried to look for him and we could not find him. So Sanatana Goswami drowned with his chains. We could not find him. And there's no reason for you to be afraid because I'll be no longer in this kingdom. I'll go to Makkah and become a mendicant there. So there's no fear for you. So then, of course, Sanatana Goswami sees he's still not convinced. Then another price, 7,000 more gold coins. That makes him happy and convinced that what Sanatana Goswami is saying makes sense. The money speaks. So then, so in this way, Sanatana Goswami, he arranges for Sanatana Goswami's release and cuts the chains and in the night takes him across Mother Ganges and he reaches the Patada, a land, a hilly land. There he's reaching. And there, once he reaches there, Sanatana Goswami, then it's the night time, he's thinking how to, has been walking across the, not the main road, because the people from the Nawab may catch him, so he's running, walking, not eaten anything, he's been running, and there he comes across a landlord and requests him, if I could stay and you can help me to cross over the hill tomorrow or tonight. And of course, we know that the landlord had a palmist who could sense that this person has 8 gold coins with him. His servant has 8 gold coins, Sanatana Goswami. Ishan also joined Sanatana Goswami when he was released. And he had 8 gold coins. So the landlord decided, okay, I'll allow him to cook and have a nice facility. And then in the night, I will kill him and take those 8 gold coins from him. And so the landlord very lovingly says, please, please cook, have nice prasad, and I'll help you to cross over tomorrow. Sanatana Goswami he was the minister, he was a diplomat, very, very intelligent. He could understand that something is wrong here. Ati bhakti chore relakshan. Something is wrong here. And he is probably, why is he so loving and reciprocating and helping me out? And Sanatana Goswami therefore asked Ishan, that do you have some money or some wealth with you which you are carrying? Then Ishan says, yes, I have 7 gold coins. Then Sanatana Goswami chastises him, why you have brought this death knell, this burden upon us which can cause our death? And then he goes there and Sanatana Goswami takes the gold coins from him, goes to the landlord and tells him that this is 7 gold coins I have. You take this and help me to cross the mountain. Of course, the landlord is shocked and pleased that this person is coming by himself. So the landlord says, no, I don't need the money now. You have saved me from a great sin. Anyways, I was supposed to get these gold coins by killing you. Then now you helped me to avoid that sin. So I'll help you to cross over the land without you giving me the gold coins. Of course, Sanatana Goswami says that anyway, you take the gold coins because if not you, somebody else will kill me for these gold coins. So better you take those gold coins. So then he accepts, and then landlord, he gave him 4 watchmen to accompany him. And then through the forest path, through the night, they brought him out of the hilly tract. And then after crossing over, Sanatana Goswami then again asks Ishan, so do you have still something? So Ishan replies, 1 more gold coin. So that was the end for Ishan. I have 1 gold coin in my possession. Sanatana Goswami then says, Gosai kahe mohar layo jaha tumi desh. Said, go back to your home. No attachment. And then Kaviraj Goswami brilliantly explains, Tara vidaya diya Gosai chalilo ekalo hate karoya chindakanta nirbhaye hoilo. Brilliantly, Kaviraj Goswami explained, after departing from Ishan, Sanatana Goswami began traveling along with a water pot in his hand. Simply covered with a torn quilt, he thus lost all his anxiety. Brilliantly, he says that, Nirbhaya hoila. Otherwise, one may think that possessing wealth or keeping servant with them is security. But Sanatana Goswami giving away whatever he had, the gold coins, the whatever one gold coin that was remaining, he gave that also. And then he's saying, Nirbhaya Hoyela, now I have become fearless and independent. So that is when one takes shelter of the Supreme Lord, when we take strength from Krishna's protection, when one takes shelter of Krishna's power, then one can experience the abhaya, the fearful, fearlessness. Abhaya charanarvindare. When one invests his mind, his consciousness, his feeling in the service of the Supreme Lord, in the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, then one can experience abhaya. Otherwise, we may possess so many things, thinking this will protect me, this wealth will protect me, this family will protect me, or whatever, in this insurance will protect me, or this account will protect me. No. When one takes complete shelter, Sanatana Goswami is brilliantly showing, abhaya hoila, nirbhaya hoila. Now he is nirbhaya. He is fearless because that one gold coin is gone, that servant is gone. So everything is gone and Sanatana Goswami is experiencing relief, a burden-free life. That is amazing. And then he is walking alone and finally he reaches Hajipur where he meets his brother-in-law, Srikant. He sees him from a great distance. He was also a government official there who had come there. And so then he offers, Srikant offers Sanatana Goswami that kindly stay. Of course, Sanatana Goswami explains the whole situation and Srikant offers that please stay for a couple of days here, take nice rest. You are tired, not had prasad properly, and then you can move forward. So as this, we were reading, this, that's another thing which will come in our lives is the facilities. The first we saw was how different shelters in the name of protection may take us away from Krishna. As Sanatana Goswami just gave up all the shelters and fully dependent on his desire to serve Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu's mercy. And herein, there are facilities coming in to be on the path of devotion of his, on his surrender to the Lord. So in our paths also as sadhakas, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, there will be facilities, there will be name coming, there will be reputation coming. All the various facilities will come to us, to all the devotees. And then the test comes, whether we stop there and enjoy those facilities or we move forward. Sanatana Goswami says, no, I cannot wait here even for a moment. He did not want even a moment to be spent in his path to surrender to the Supreme Lord. Sanatana Goswami says, I shall not stay here even for a moment. Please help me cross the Ganges. If you can help me cross the Ganges, or if you can help me, if those facilities can help us to surrender to Krishna, we accept them. If not, then we leave them aside. I shall leave immediately. We know the example of Hanumanji also. Mount Menak came. Please stay here, take rest here. He touches and goes forward. Sanatana Goswami also very respectfully, I cannot stay here. My the Lord is waiting there for me. I have to go. And then with great care, Srikant helped him to go across the Ganga and gave him a nice woolen blanket. So after a few days, Sanatana Goswami arrived at Varanasi Dham and he was pleased to hear that Mahaprabhu is already there at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. So Sanatana Goswami reaches there and he is waiting outside for the mercy of the Lord. And Mahaprabhu, he knows he is the Sarvagya, he is all-knowing. He knew, and then he tells Chandrasekhar Acharya, that go and check, there is some Vaishnava has come outside, please go and immediately call him inside. And Chandrasekhar, he goes outside, there's no Vaishnava outside. He goes out and sees, and he informs, and Mahaprabhu asks, of course, is there someone who is there? He says, yes, yes, there is a Muslim mendicant is there. Because Sanatana Goswami had that, he had not shaved, he was walking, running all the way, and so he could not be like, he was looking like a Muslim mendicant. And so Mahaprabhu says, go and immediately bring that Muslim mendicant inside. And then Chandrasekhar goes outside and he calls, oh Muslim mendicant, please come in. The Lord is calling you. So that is what we are waiting for, the call of the Lord. Sanat through his devotees. So Sanatan Goswami was very pleased to hear this order, and he entered Chandrasekhar's house. That is what we are actually waiting for. The Lord will call through his devotees. So then we see, Tare angane dekhi prabhu dhaya aila, tare alengina kare pramavishta hoila. That is the eagerness of the Lord. Tahare angane dekhi prabhu dhaya aila. He came running. Mahaprabhu came running from inside. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Sanatana Goswami in the courtyard, he immediately went up to him with great haste. After embracing him, the Lord was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord is waiting for each one of us in the spiritual world. And he is eagerly waiting for us. As soon as he sees Sanatana Goswami, he embraces him and is crying. The tears of ecstatic love are flowing from both of their eyes. And Sanatana Goswami, in his humility, is saying that, please do not touch me, my Lord. Please do not touch me. I am not worthy of your touch. That is the humility of Sanatana Goswami. And Mahaprabhu takes him by his hand and takes him and makes him sit next to him on the asana. So in this way, and then the Lord says, my dear Sanatan, by touching you, I am getting purified. Because by the force of your devotional service, you can purify the whole universe. And then Mahaprabhu begins to glorify the devotees of the Supreme Lord. Various verses from Bhagavatam, he quotes Bhava, that the saints of your caliber are the places of pilgrimage. So in this way, Mahaprabhu is glorifying Sanatan Goswami for his as a wonderful Vaishnav and devotee. His Mahaprabhu says, by seeing you, by touching you, by glorifying your transcendental qualities, one can perfect the purpose of all sense activities. This is the verdict of the revealed scriptures, that by seeing a Vaishnav, by touching a Vaishnav, by glorifying a Vaishnav, one is purified. And that is the perfection of all one's senses, the activity of his senses. So in this way, finally, of course, then Mahaprabhu tells Chandrasekhar Acharya to take care of him and shave him nicely and dress him very nicely. And Prabhupada explains in the purport that Mahaprabhu is saying, Bhadra Karaya. And that is what Prabhupada says. These words are significant in the verse. Due to his long hair, mustache and beard, Sanatana Goswami looked like a Dharavesh, or Prabhupada translates as hippie. So Prabhupada said, since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like Sanatana Goswami's hippie features, he immediately asked Chandrasekhar to get him shaved clean. If anyone with long hair or a beard wants to join Krishna consciousness movement and live with us, he must similarly shave himself clean. Prabhupada explains, the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu consider long hair objectionable for those who want to join, Prabhupada is saying. So in this way, Kaviraj Goswami explained that Sanatana Goswami was saved from a hellish condition, Maharaurav, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is our hope, the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his intervention in our lives. We just have to be a part of the plan, an insignificant part of the plan of the Supreme Lord's script, and then we will see the influence of Yoga Maya acting in our lives. Hare Krishna. So, thank you all for your patient hearing. Please. Jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna.